Today's shiur is Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach on Daf Ayin Beis, on all of the top words. In our previous shiur, we had a machloikus of Rav Shimon and Rav Huna. If somebody is magdish, two trees, does he retain the land under them or not? Rav Huna said that he does. And Rav Shimon said he doesn't. And the Gemara had suggested that the basis for Rav Shimon's opinion is because he holds like Rabbi Kiva that Moicher ben Yofa Moicher, and we assume that he sold the property even though he retained trees. He did not keep ownership of the property. Ask the Gemara Rav Shimon Rabbi Kiva. Ask the Gemara, can we explain? There of Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva, but Tanya, the Brisa says, Higdish Shaloisha Ilonis. If somebody was Magdish three trees in a space of Mimata Asar Lebeisa, that in that area, he has 10 trees in the area of a Beisa. Beisa is an area of 50 Amma by 50 Amma, 2,500 square feet. And in such an area, there's enough room to plant three young trees. But the Rashbam points out, as we just said, when we speak about that area, it has to be three young trees. When you have three young trees, they're not big trees yet. So there, in such an area, they could grow properly. So Higdish Shloisha Olonis Mimata Asar LeBeisa, in an area where there's room to plant 10 young trees in a Beisa, Harei, these trees, this is considered a stay Elon, which will be relevant to our Shia today, and Higdish is a karka. The karka that's under those trees is Higdish with them as well. Veseilonis Akitana Shebeneim. And similarly, if there are small trees in the middle of this, they're also included. That's the way Rashbam explains that Ilanus means small trees in between. Taisa says that what the Gemara means here with the words as Ilanus Shebilnehem, it means Ilanus Rak, trees that don't give any fruit, they're not considered and they're planted separately. Now the Gemara introduces a very important concept, and that is the concept the Torah Daisha gives a formula. The Torah gives formulas when somebody is magdish a steyachuza, when somebody is magdish a property that he yarshin that he inherited. There are different halachas regarding a steyachuza, which means a land that has been inherited. And there the halacha is that if somebody is magdish such a steyachuza, the buyer uses the land until yovel, and then by yovel goes back to the owners. If a person is magdish such a steyachuza, that if somebody is magdish such a steyachuza and he doesn't redeem it prior to Yovel, then the halach is by Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. That's the halach by Stei Achuza. When we speak about a Stei Mikna, which is land that is purchased, it remains in the hands of the possession of Hegdish until Yovel, and then it goes back to the original owner. The Stei Mikna does not remain in the possession of Hegdish after Yovel, because the original owner his ownership is very limited because he bought it. He doesn't have, and we know everything goes back in Yovel, so his ownership is a limited ownership. And since Ein Adam Magdish Yovel She'en Shaloi, a person doesn't have the power to be Magdish something that is not really his, so he only had temporary right of this property, so the Hegdish only takes place as effective until Yovel. The Torah also tells us that there's a difference between a stay achuza and it's the mikna with regard to the halacha of bidyan, the halacha of redeeming the property from hegdish. The halacha is the one who redeems the stay mikna from hegdish pays its market value, the amount one would pay for the right to use the field until yovel. And as we said, by yovel, the field reverts back to the original owner. If one redeems a stay chuza that he was magdish, there's a fixed rate. The fixed rate is one shekel and one pidyon per base kor for each year remaining until yovel, plus a chaymish. And then the land remains in the original owner's possession. If one buys a field from his father, as we're going to learn in our shiur today, it's considered a same mikna, and it goes back to the father at yovel, even if the son was magdashit. Moreover, if the son was magdashit and then wishes to redeem it, he pays the actual value, like the halacha is by stay mikna, and he doesn't pay the special formula that we just identified, which is the halacha by stay achuza. So says the Mishnah, higdish karka, so somebody who's magdish the karka under these trees, and the alonis of ketan shabineim, and the trees that are in between, the different pshat number that we learned, lefika kushapayda, when he's paida this, paida as a karka, he's paida the karka at the rate of base chaymas sa'irim, pays zerach chaymas sa'irim b'chamishim shekel kesef. The every base core is redeemed at that rate, pachs mekan, but because it's considered a proper stay achuza. And since it's considered a proper stay achuza, that is the formula that's used. However, pachs mikan, if we don't have it planted in this amount, that means there's less than 10 trees in Beis Saw, or yoysal kan, there are many more trees than just the 10 trees, or shagdisham b'zeh hazeh, he wasn't magdish all three of those trees at the same time. He was magdish them one after the other. So then the halach is loy hegdish loy as a karka loy salonishup neyem. The karka, the property, and the trees in between don't become hegdish. Only the trees become hegdish. The fika kashu paida. So the trees and the property are separate. Paida salonishup b'shviyim. The trees are not a stay chuzah. And therefore, they're redeemed like a stay mikna. A stay mikna, as we were saying, is always redeemed at the value of the property. For layoid, not only that if you were magdish the three trees not at the same time, and you weren't magdish the property, you have to be paid the trees at their value, not at the special formula. Alfil higdish as elonis. Even if somebody was magdish the trees, v'haz of a higdish is a karka, and then he was magdish the karka, so the halach is kshepoida. So that means you were, since you did this in two steps, so the trees don't have a din of a stay achuza, and the trees have a din like anything else that you were magdish. That the halach is that whenever you magdish anything, kshepoida selonis, when you redeem the trees, you will redeem them b'shev yeyem at their value. And then, if you were magdish the karka, so the karka has the halacha of a stay achuza, and since the karka has the halacha of a stay achuza, so the halacha is, kushu paida, when you paida, v'chayzu paida, when you paida the karka, you paida at the formula of bei zera chay mesorim v'chamishim shekel kesef, because that's going to be considered like you were that you magdish and paida astei achuza. Mani. So suggests the Gemara, who wants the Gemara to know who is the author of this brisa that teaches us that if you weren't magdish the three trees at the same time, that the karka doesn't become hegdish. Ir Rabbi Akiva, if we're going to want to suggest, says the Gemara, that's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Haimer, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, the Moich ben Yofa Moicher, Rabbi Akiva's opinion throughout our Shurim has been that Moicher ben Yofa Moicher, somebody sells something he sells it generously. And as we've been learning, if you say meicher ben yofa meicher, then certainly the halacha will be the koshkein magdish. That if somebody is magdish, he's magdish ben yofa. So therefore, the halacha should always be that that the karka goes along with the trees. And the Rambam in Hilchas Asurim is Beach Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph. He says, "B'chol dover shuhu l'shem keil, anything that is meant to be used for Kadosh Baruch Hu, hatoiv shiyeh maranov hatoiv. It's only proper that you should do what's best. And bona based feel if you build a shul, yinam b'beis yeshiva soy. It should be nicer than your home. Hechel rov, if you are feeding a person who needs to eat, who's hungry, yachem natoiv v'mosuk shebeshulchanoi. You should give him to eat from what is best. Kisa orim, if you're giving clothing to somebody who Nebuch doesn't have any clothing, yichasim and ayav shebeksuso, you should give him the nicest clothing. And as related to our Gemara, higdishtov, if you're magdish something, yagdish men ayav shebeksuso, you should be magdish from what is the nicest that you have. And the Kiryas Melech on that Rambam, points out that where does the Rambam take this halacha? Then when you magdish something, you should be magdish it from the nicest and best that you have. Says the Kiryas Melech, the basis is our Gemara, because the Gemara says magdish that Gemara just said that Rabbi Kiva holds that if moicher ben yofa moicher, certainly magdish. Vi Rabbanon, and if we want to say that b'raisa follows the opinion of the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Kiva, who hold the moicher ben ram moicher, hamri moicher ben ram moicher. Yes, that's what they hold by moicher. Aval magdish, as we just learned, everybody's going to agree the bein yofa magdish. So again, who is the tana that's going to hold that only two of the trees are, that only the trees are hegdish, not the property? The Sefer Ber Maim Chaim says that the Torah Kedoshah, when it speaks about the sale, when the Torah Kedoshah speaks about the sale of the Maris Machpelah between Avram Avinu and Ephraim, the pasuk says, "Bekesef mole yitneneli," and the question is that he paid. So the Ber Maim Chaim asks that the word yitnenu is not an appropriate wording. Yitnenu represents a gift, but we know that Avram Avinu bought the Maris Machpelah. So what does it say, yitneneli? So he answers that in our Gemara, we keep on finding the machloikas of Rekim Rabbanan, moicha bein yofa moicha, or moicha bein ra moicha. But as we just learned, a gift, a hegdish, is always done bein yofa. So that's why Avram Avinu said, bekesef moli, I'm going to pay you so much, I'm going to be so generous in the way that I pay for what I bought from you, that even though it's a mechira, and even though according to Rabbanan, when we have a mechira is done bein ra, but when the person pays so much for the property that he's buying above and beyond what it's really worth, then everybody will agree it's going to be bein yofa. That's why he says, I'm paying you kesef melei, I'm paying the full price, and since I'm paying the full price, it should be considered like yitneneli, like it's a matana, that it's bein yofa. So, El Pshita, who must be the tan of this brisa? Rav Shimon. It must be following the opinion of Shimon, who we learned in the Mishnah, and Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, that says that he treats Hegdish and Mechira the same way. And that's why, just like by Mechira, the Rabbanan say, Moicha Bein Ram Moicha, they're going to say here also that Magdish Bein Ram Moicha. So that's why when you Magdish two trees, you're not Magdish the karka under them. Now the Gemara goes further, and we really pointed this out. When we're saying that Rabbi Shimon treats Mechira and Hegdish the same way, Aliva the man. And the Rashbam explains, the basis for the Gemara's question is because we find in Shas that Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, as the Gemara
Emsechta Yevamis, Tav Samach Beis, Omid Beis teaches us that after the 24,000 Talmidim or Rabbi Akiva died, Haya Olam Shomein, the world was desolate. At Shabar Rabbi Akiva Eitzel Rabbi Senu Shabadarim, Rabbi Akiva came to those Talmidim, and he had five Talmidim, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya, Vishonalem. So we find Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he's certainly a Talmud of the Rabbanon as well. So he leaves the Rekiva, Hama Moich Ben Yafa, Moich Vakoshke Magdish. So how could this Brisa, as we said a moment ago, suggest that only the trees are Hegdish and not the land under the tree? Elipshita, he's following the opinion of the Rabbanon. And we see the Kutsava Rav Shimon, Kehech the Rav Shimon, in explaining the opinion of the Rabbanon, says that just like the Rabbanon hold the Moicher Bein Ram Moicher, they also will hold Magdish, Nami Bein Ram Magdish, a Mashiach Ara, and therefore he was only Magdish the trees, and he wasn't Magdish the earth under it. So now we see that we can't say that Rav Shimon holds like Rav Akiva. So when the Gemara and Daf Ayin Aleph Amon Beis said that the Chorav and the Shikma are nourishing from the ground that's Hegdish, holds like Rav Akiva, because Magdish Bein Yofa, and therefore the ground is considered Hegdish, this Brisa shows us that actually Rav Shimon holds like the Rabbanon. So now we have the original question. How could Rav Huna say that somebody who keeps trees keeps the karka along? So according to that, Rav Shimon, who treats Hegdish and Mechira the same way, that the Magdish keeps the trees keeps the earth. So why would Rav Shimon say that there's a problem that these trees are nourishing from ground that's Hegdish? They're not nourishing from ground that's Hegdish. It's only grounds of Hegdish if you say that when you're Magdish the tree, you also Magdish the earth under it. But here we're seeing, Rav Shimon says, that if you Magdish the tree, you're not necessarily, the karka under it doesn't become Hegdish. Ella, says the Gemara, Kasha. We have a question in the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Brice over here says, the Brice that we just established holds like Rav Shimon and says that somebody's Magdish the trees, only two trees, or even three trees, but he wasn't Magdish the three trees at the same time. The halacha will be that the earth under them is not Hegdish, because we're saying that Rav Shimon holds that not only Moicher Bein Ram Moicher, but Magdish also Bein Ram Magdish. Yet in the Brisa, in the previous blot, he says that if somebody left over trees, that even if he left over the trees for himself, he won't be able to use those trees, because as we learned, there was an issue because the Hayav Yankum stay Hegdish, that if you keep the trees, you don't keep the property. And if you don't keep the property, that means the property is Hegdish. And if the property is Hegdish, you can't have a way, you can't use those trees that are Gedulei Hegdish, as we explained in that shir. But here we're saying, Rav Shimon holds that the tree is not, that the karka is not Hegdish, says the Gemara. The way to understand the Rav Shimon's opinion is as follows. Rav Shimon, that spoke by the field of the Chorosh V'Shikma, that says that if you kept the trees, the karka is still Hegdish, is addressing the Rabbanim. And the way to understand is as follows. L'divrayim the Rabbanim kamalu. Rav Shimon is addressing the Rabbanim. He says, L'diday, my opinion is, as we learned on Amar Aleph, I also hold the Magdish Nami Brein Ram Magdish. And therefore I hold that if you weren't Magdish the trees, you also weren't Magdish the property, the land under the tree. Lidat Chu, Oidli Miu, but you who hold Magdish Bein Yofa Magdish, you who hold that even though Moicher Bein Ram Moicher, you're going to hold the Magdish Bein Yofa Magdish, Oidli me, or at least agree to me, he doesn't keep the earth under them by these trees, and therefore they have a problem of Gdula Hegdish. But that doesn't mean that in a case of a bar and gas, which are not part of the field at all, that should be Hegdish, and that should certainly not be Hegdish, even though you are Magdish the property, to which the Rabbanans say, Loishna, that we say Magdish, Ben Yofa Magdish, because they hold that just like Noisim Atana Ben Yofa Noisim, so too Magdish Ben Yofa Magdish, and therefore everything that's on the field becomes by Hegdish and Matana Hegdish. So now we could understand the Gemara. That we go back to what Rav Huna taught us on Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, that a Moicha Karka, if somebody sells property and he kept two trees, he keeps the two property under two trees are also his. That's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Because now Rav Shimon's saying that Magdish Bein Ra Magdish, and he keeps the property. And therefore, since he keeps the property, what we learned in today's shiur, that the trees therefore are not considered as if they're nourishing from Stei Hegdish, we don't have to say that Rav Shimon's following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. We could say Rav Shimon's following the opinion of the Rabbanon. They just have a difference how far to apply the concept of Moicher Bein Yofer Moicher or Moicher Bein Ram Moicher. And the Gemara is saying that Rav Shimon is saying that not only Moicher Bein Ram Moicher, but Magdish is Magdish Bein Ra also. The Rabbanon themselves will hold that even though Moicher Bein Yofer Moicher, they're going to hold the Magdish is Magdish Bein Yofer. That's going to be the point of difference between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara. We go back to the Braisa that we've been discussing in our shiur today. The Braisa said that if somebody's Magdish two trees only, or somebody's Magdish three trees, not at the same time, the land under those trees don't become Hegdish. We're saying that the Braisa is following the opinion of Rav Shimon, and who holds the Magdish Bein Ra Magdish. Continues the Gemara, so Ema Sefer, let's continue learning that Braisa. For like, oh, you know, Higdish Elonis. If you were Magdish three trees, not at the same time. For Chazav Higdish is a Karka, and then you were Magdish the Karka, Shapoida. When you Paida is Elonis B'Shevyeim, the trees are treated like a Stei Mikna, and when you redeem them at their value. And then the Karka that you were now Magdish, when you want to be Paida, but ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon, if this Braisa is following the opinion of Shimon, why do we look at this as two separate entities, two separate acts of Hegdish? And the trees are Mikna, and the field is Sada, laser boss the pigeon, why don't we look at the time that we're actually doing the redemption? And at the time of the redemption, both the trees and the field are Hegdish, and therefore it should all be considered a Stei Achuza, the Nigra Agav Avayu. And then we should look, if this is considered a Stei Achuza, we should repoid it at that rate. Because says the Gemara, the Shemin and Leila Rav Shimon, we know that the opinion of Rav Shimon, the Gemara is going to quote the Braisa in a moment, that he holds that we don't look at when things became Hegdish, in evaluating what should be the formula for redemption, but rather, if Shimon's opinion is Ozel Bas opinion, we look at what it is at the time of opinion. How do we know this? Because the Tanya the Braisa teaches us. If somebody is Magdish Stei Achuza, so then we say that there's a formula of Bei Zera Chaimus Oirim B'Chamishim Shekel Kesef. When there's a Stei Mikna that somebody was Magdish, the formula is according to the value. So says the Braisa, if somebody bought a property from his father, and then he was Magdishit, and then his father passes away, and the son is the father's Yairish. So now the question is, this property began in the son's possession. This property began in the son's possession as a Stei Mikna, But now that the father died, it became a steichuza. So the question is, what formula do we use for the redemption? How do we know that we use the steichuza formula? So we say, we learn from here, the way to understand the pasuk. Sodesh ain't really a steichuza. The field that can never be a steichuza has the formula that you redeem it at its value. Yotzeh should really a steichuza. That time when you bought it, it could have been a steichuza after the father passes away. That it's nifta, that formula can really a steichuza. The of Shimon. Remeya says the pasuk is not coming to teach us that if you were magdish it before the father died, it should be treated like a steichuza. Rather, minayin lekeach sada be'aviv umeis aviv vakach higdish. You only magdish it after the father passed away. Benayin shteil fanuk steichuza, that it's treated like a steichuza. Tamalim v'mstei maknasa shleim steichuza soy. Sada shein a steichuza, even though it wasn't a steichuza at the time that you were magdish it. Yotzu shehi steichuza, a field that you were magdish after the father passed away. So at the time that you were magdish it, it was a steichuza, that it's treated like a steichuza. Says the Gemara, from understanding the opinion of Rameir, we can now understand better the opinion of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Really, Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, heich the meis avivach kachigdisha, if the father died and then you were magdish it, let's tzrichi kro. That would be obvious that it's considered a steichuza. Kiyetz kro, when do we have a pasuk? Heich the gdisha, that you were magdish it before the father passed away. Vakach meis aviv, and then the father passed away. Mnalu, how do we know that even though you were magdish it, it was a stay mikna, but when you come to be poided, it's a stay achuza. Imaikra, if we're going to learn it from this pasuk, pasuk only can tell you that you only magnish it after the father died. Ella, lav, why don't they hold that way? Why do they hold that even if you were magnish it before the father died, as long as you're being poided after the father died, when it became a stay achuza? Why do they hold that way? Because they hold Och as pigeon. So since at the time of pigeon, it was a steichuza, it doesn't make a difference to us when you were magdish it. So we see from here that the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is that when it comes to redeeming a property, we look at the time of the pigeon. So we said in the Braisa that we began today's shir, that you have magdish it in a way that you only magdish the trees and not the property. If you only magdish the trees because there were only two trees or the three trees, but you were magdish them at the same time, that those trees are considered a stay mikna. And then you were magdish the karka. So the Brisa said that the trees are treated like a stay mikna and the karka is treated like a stay achuza. But ask the Gemara if Reb Shimon has been teaching us that we always look at the time of pigeon, and at the time of the pigeon, we now have three trees on karka. So why is it treated like a stay mikna? And why do we redeem the trees at the value? Why aren't we redeeming everything like a stay? Why is redeeming everything as a stay chuzah? Answers the Gemara. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak La'olam ba'alma Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon lo'yaz libas pidyon. It's not because we follow the moment of pidyon in determining how to treat a property, as the Gemara wanted to say. V'hacha here, this b'raisa kro ashka v'darshu. There's a special pasuk because if the pidyon is only like Rameyer, that you had to be magdishit after becoming a steichuza, then it has treated like a steichuza. That if that's the case, licht of kra would have been adequate for the pasuk to say v'mestay meknasa shleis chuzasoi inami, or the Torah should have just said ashloi stay chuzasoi my ashloi mestay chuzasoi. What is the wording mistay? The extra mem come to teach us ashenu ruili stay chuzah. Since it's only talking about a property that doesn't have the potential of becoming stay chuzah, yotzer a property that you bought from your father, that and you were magdished before the father died, since this property always had the potential of Shiruy Elias Te'echuza, that's why you follow the Shas Pidyon. So in other words, Rav Shimon doesn't say, Rav Shimon is not teaching us that we always follow the opinion, we always follow the stay, the Shas Pidyon. We don't normally follow the Shas Pidyon. Here, the wording of the Pasuk of Mestei Achuza comes to teach us a special new rule that it should be treated like a stay Achuza. The Shaila Meshif says that the way to learn this Pasuk and this Gemara is speaking about a case where this is the only son. Since this individual who bought the property from the father is the father's only son, that's why when we're saying in the Gemara that this field has the potential becoming Steyachuza makes sense, because he's going to be the Yairish. And he says that that's Pshat when the Gemara says, Ruya Lias Steyachuza. At that time, at the moment of buying it, it was certainly going to be the son Steyachuza. But in a case where this person who bought it, the son who bought it, has brothers, it's not for certain that he's going to yashin this property. And since it's not for certain that he's going to yashin this property, it's not considered necessarily, even according to Shimon, the Steyachuza. We learned on Daf Samaches Amabeis that if somebody sells a field, the Charuv HaMurkav and the Sadan HaShikma, which, as we learned, are very significant trees, are not included in the sale. And the Mishnah said that even in a case where extra words were used in the transaction, where it says, Hu v'chol ma'asher b'toichai mechurin, it's not included in the sale. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Charev ha-murk v'sadna ha-shikma, taris ilan alav, v'taris karka ilav. It's treated like an ilan, and it's treated like a karka. It explains Rav Huna. Taris ilan alav, hecha da'agdish azovin, shtei alavs, somebody was Magdish and sold two trees, Vahai, and together with them he was Magdish this tree, the Charva Murkav, the Sadna Shikma, Yesh Karka. The buyer gets, the person who bought this property gets the Karka. Like we've been learning, that if somebody buys three trees in somebody else's field, everybody agrees that the buyer owns the Karka under those trees. So here, even though we're learning that the Charav HaShikma, the Charav HaMurkav and the Son HaShikma are significant trees, they still can be counted towards that number three. But Taras Karka Olav, the Lemizdabin Agav Ara, that means it's not, like we're learning in our Shurim, they're not considered part of the land, that when you're selling the land, even with extra words, that they should be included. The Amar of Huna, Omer, Shiesh Beis Sasayim, if you have a bundle of produce that it's a sasayim big, taras omer alav, taras gadash alav. It's treated in some way like it's still a bundle, and some way it's treated not. Taras omer alav, the shnei amorim shicha, that the halacha is that if somebody is collecting his grain and he leaves two bundles, it's shicha. Three is not shicha. It says the Gemara that they consider bundles as far as shicha, shnayim, vuhu, but if you're going to have two bundles, and this will be the third bundle, ain't a shicha. It will not be treated like three bundles. On the other hand, Taras Gadash Olav, the Tanan, ayim shesh b'sasayim, shicha ain't a shicha. As far as the halach is, if it's so large, it's not considered like shicha. It's not considered shicha. So the Rashbam gives two reasons why Omer Shiesh by Sasayim doesn't have a loch of Shicha. Or one reason, he says, is because the Torah uses the word Gadish, and the Torah by Shicha uses the word Omer. This is not Omer, this is Gadish. And moreover, he says, that the Torah, when it speaks about Shicha, they use the word L'kachtoi, to carry it. Something that's Sasayim big, it's not big enough to be easily carried. But it is considered, Omer, that if this is the third bundle, it won't be considered Shnei, it won't be considered like Shechem. The Mishnah said, Hamagdish Nafayin Aleph Omer Aleph, Hamagdish is a Sada, Higdish is Kulai. Shimon Omer, Hamagdish is a Sada, Lahagdish Ela Sacharuva, Merkava Sada Nashikma. And the Gemara explained, Rav Shimon himself holds that the Charev and the Shikma are not included. Because of Shimon's opinion, as we've been learning, particularly in today's shir, is that Hamagdish Bein Rahu Magdish. When Rav Shimon said that the Charev and the Shikma are included, it's only following the opinion of the Rabbanon, who hold the Magdish Bein Yofa Magdish, but he himself disagrees. Amr Rabba Babachana Amr Ish Lokish. Charev Amurk Vesodna Shikma. According to Rabbanon, they're included in the Soda, because as we've been learning, the opinion of the Rabbanon is that even though Hamoicher bein Yofa bein Ram Moicher, Hamagdish bein Yofa hu Magdish. Rav Nachman bar Yosef holds that it's not, because he holds that according to Rav Shimon, that just like according to Rabbanon, that just like Moicher bein Ram Moicher, Magdish Bein Ram Magdish. And therefore, they're not included in the Hegdish. Says the Gemara, V'leima, why when Rish Lakish explained this, did he say that it's Machlokes of Nachman Bei Yossi? V'leima, Machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan. And we'll say that the Rav Shimon holds that way. That, and not like it learned in the Mishnah, that he seems to be holding that the Charev Shikma and the Sad, the Charev HaSad, the Charev, and the Charev HaMurkav and Sad Nashikma are included. HaKamashmalon, says the Gemara, the reason he stated it this way, even though there would have been an advantage of saying Rav Shimon holds that way, so there would be no room for mistaking what Rav Shimon holds, because we want to teach us, and that would be a important lesson, because the simple words of Rav Shimon don't indicate that way. Says the Gemara, what Rashbam explains this Gemara this way, it was more important to teach us that Rav Nachman ben Yosef, Rav Shimon Sfirulei, and that they both hold the Magdish ben Ram Magdish, and we'll figure out that that's the opinion of Rav Shimon, versus focusing only on Rav Shimon and not gaining to understand that Rav Nachman ben Yosef holds that way as well.